That's enough. Oh, hey everybody. My name is Lauren. I have a new life in Christ. I am recovering from selfishness. Okay. I could talk all day about how badly my parents' divorce messed me up, or how many times I turned to sex, drugs, to find attention and love, and to cover up the hurts from not having attention and love that I needed from my parents. I could talk about taking Plan B, talk about abuse, getting arrested, getting kicked out of school, dropping out of school, stripping, more drugs, more men, more alcohol. Eventually, the men turned into women. More shame, more guilt, all of my pursuit of the world because I wanted something that resembled marriage or success. It was all an image of a family that I was pursuing, to be accepted and loved. But I was so empty. I was so alone and so afraid. I was being swallowed by shame and guilt, drowning in it, excuses and hurts from the past. This isn't a story about an alcoholic mom or the painful parental failures or homosexuality or any other form of sexual sin. This is a story about my petty selfishness before I surrendered fully to God. This is my heart issue. In 2013, I had been in and out of AA and celibacy attempts. When my mom took my daughter to the hospital one night when she had been drinking, I was at work and missed the call. The nurses called CPS, and I had to pursue or go through that with my kids. Immediately, I stopped drinking. Shortly after that, my car was stolen, and then my dog died, and then it was just 100 things, one thing after another. It was becoming a really depressing country song. I had been in and out of churches my whole life, but the only thing I knew about God was that I was probably going to go to hell, and that most Christians didn't really like me. And honestly, at that point, the feeling was pretty mutual. I had been coming to Watermark on and off for a few years, but I was not getting plugged in. I was not diving in. I had come to judge people and thought that they were judging me, but really and truly, I was the only one that was doing any judging. When my dad died in 2013, I was crushed. I knew enough about sobriety at that point, and very little bit, but just enough about faith to know that if I didn't process his death biblically, I was not going to stay sober. So I started Grief Share, and I found that Christ is a person that we can have a relationship with. Christianity is not about following a religion, it's about following a person. I was introduced to the Bible and Christianity in such a new way. The pain we were all experiencing in that group was so overwhelming that there was no room for any judgment or apprehension. I had approached the church with for so long, I had to release that. I finally surrendered. I got out of the way and watched him get busy. Psalm 46:1 is my life verse. He is my strength and my refuge and an ever-present help in times of trouble. For so many years, I was stubborn and arrogant. I thought I was humble. I volunteered in stuff, right? That's what Christians do. But I was proud. I was judgmental. I was self-righteous. I passed over the first two words of that verse for so long. He is. I couldn't do it. I couldn't earn my salvation. I couldn't stay sober. I couldn't fight the temptations and the lies. We are called to have a childlike faith, and all I could do was reach my arms out to the Heavenly Father and ask for help. I desperately know what that feels like now, and I pray to God that you will too. Fast forward 2 years, one round of region under my belt, baptized publicly, same time as you, leading in Grief Share, taking Bible studies to homeless shelters, volunteering, teaching God's word to halfway houses with other addicts and alcoholics. But it wasn't good enough. Those were all works-based. The most important thing was that I was skipping over the last 2%. I was hiding this part inside of my heart that I wasn't willing to deal with. And I wasn't ready to give it up. When we do that, it all goes back to the beginning. I was empty. I was lonely. I was guilty. And I was wrestling with my own thoughts again. My symptoms had changed a bit, but my selfish desires were the same, and they all came from the same sinful hole, and I went back to an old relationship. I missed her. She knew me. She was my family. She was the person that picked me up off the floor when I found out about my dad. I had broken off the relationship with her before because I was convicted of my sin, and now I was running back because I was needy. Who does that? You know? Who pushes and pulls and toys with another human being like that? I'll tell you, I do. And at the root of all my junk is pure selfishness. I want what I want, even when God himself says no. And depending on whether or not I feel like it's still gonna fit in my plan, I pursue it anyways. I learned the hard way, and I always have. I need the heat on and the pain high. All selfish people do. And if you're honest with yourself, you know why. Spoiler alert, it's because we're selfish. You're welcome, that one was for free. We want what we want until it doesn't work anymore, and then we want something else. I went through the next year living a life of pure shame and guilt. I had the object of my deepest affection, but I was being devoured by the shame and the guilt. I was being convicted of truth of the Holy Spirit. I had stepped down from leadership, something that gave my life soul, or something that gave my soul life and stirred my affections for the Lord. Some of the Watermark staff, people I call true friends, suggested that I go through Region again. I didn't want to because I knew. I knew what God was going to do. I knew what was going to happen in step six. I knew that my sin structure was going to start tightening up when I had to address these things I wasn't ready to release. It knew. It knew that God, what God does during these steps. But I did go back through, and obediently I followed direction in 2017, July of last year. I got face down again, John. Prayed, God, please help me. I can't do this. You can. I am now willing that you have all of me, all of me. I want nothing but you. You are the author and perfecter of my faith. And once again, I am coming to you with the neediness of a child. Holy Spirit, move in me and in spite of me. I ended the relationship. I don't remember what I said. I don't remember breathing. I remember it feeling like an outer body experience. I had been convicted that Christ had died for my sins and the Holy Spirit was moving in according to God's will. I finished Region with a team of accountability partners that to this day I need and rely on. I got back into community with a group that you would all be jealous of. That's you guys. These women are my heart, and they don't hold any punches. My mentor is the kind of mentor that is real and is a true friend. Not only in the rough spots, which there still are several of, but in the daily nonsense that the enemy uses to distract us with. I am now a co-leader to the most wonderful group of women that any leader could ever hope for. Seeing each of you go hard daily is the biggest blessing in my life, honestly. I have now fulfilling relationships with friends who are Christ followers, walking in acceptance and accountability, admonishment, transparency that can only be responded to in kind. As of June 1st, I have been sober by God's grace and mercy for 4 years. One day at a time. In 4 days, there's a team of 40 of us that are going to Albania to work with young professionals and high school kids for a week. From there, a smaller team of Region graduates are leading a retreat in Poland where 35 people have said that they want what Region has to offer. You know, Christ. Over the next year, we'll continue to walk through this program with them and remotely lead them. Prayers, please. But Region is going international, y'all. Now, just us, that's fine. To those that are here for the first time, I cannot express how glad I am that you are here. Whether it is people-pleasing, addiction, or anything in between, welcome home. No matter how bad you think it is, there are those among us who have been there too. You might be fearful tonight, but please don't leave before the miracle happens. It's awkward and weird it was for all of us. If you are angry, please ask anyone who knows me. My co-leader will be the first one to agree to this. I was the angriest person here for years. Just keep coming back. That fades. Slowly but surely, it really does. I want to close with one of our foundation verses, and this was one of the ones that really and truly, like that struggle that John was talking about earlier, this is what kept me in that place for several years because I wasn't really ready to accept this verse. If anyone in Christ is a new creation, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All of this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. It took me a long time to believe that. I wasn't letting go and letting God. I came to Region an angry alcoholic. I processed in Region abuse and sexual sin, sinful desires and past hurts, habits, and all those hang-ups. My name is Lauren. I am still a sinner in need of a Savior, but today I have a new life in Christ. All the glory and honor to God, our Father, through Christ Jesus. Thanks.